I was good. We went out on the field, and the players looked at me like I was sick or something. We're outside, and they started saying, "Coach, this field is hard as a rock. What are we going to do?" So I made a decision to bring them inside, and the first note on my practice plan was, we have to get heat on these fields, because when we're having the opportunity in the future to start getting ready for the playoffs and these late season games like this, we're going to need to be outside practicing. I like to be outdoors, so that's the first thing that happened today, and our players get it. But we went inside and finished up a good practice, getting ready for a big game on Friday. Injury standpoint, I think everybody's good. I know Peter normally reads it all.
Steph Devine got added to the injury report with a hip. He was limited today. He's questionable. Bonnie Calhoun was limited. He's questionable. Sammy Coates was limited. He's questionable. Holmes was full today, but he's questionable. Peppers didn't practice today. He's doubtful. Shelton didn't practice today. He is questionable.
About what relationship you have with John Dorsey, if any, and how you think that partnership will work?
Well, I don't have a personal relationship with him. We'll try to develop that here as fast as we can. Obviously, he's been in the National Football League for a long time, so have I. So we know mutual people. My information from my sources are people that I know who have worked with him, been around him, and you know, everybody says he's a tremendous talent evaluator, great to work with, true football guy, spends a lot of time working on that process. And our conversations have been just that. You know, everything that people told me has been what I've found him to be. So excited to have an opportunity to work with him. I think he's a heck of an addition to our organization.
Not daunting to you that you're now joining up with a guy you've never known or worked with?
I'm sorry?
Why is it not more daunting to you that you're working with a guy you don't know or?
I think the most important part of that is because of where he comes from. You know, he comes from a football. He's a football lifer is what he is, and that's all I've known. And so the fact that I was able to talk to people firsthand who I know who have worked with him, that I trust in this business, made me feel really comfortable, you know, that way. And I think, you know, that's what it's all about. I think people know my personality pretty well, know his personality pretty well, and want to see if it mix. And through conversations, I felt very comfortable with that.
Need a crash course to get to know him right now. I mean, obviously you're busy with the games, but is it vital that you guys get on the same page and you lose sleep over that just because you got to know the guy?
Absolutely. You know, I want to know him as well as I can. You know, as you mentioned, we're still preparing for games, but, you know, time is not an issue here. You know, it's about trying to get this organization right and get our vision squared away on what we're trying to accomplish here. So I'm sure we'll do that. We'll do it from sunup to sundown.
Jimmy said you talked to John several times yesterday and mm-hmm. this morning already, I think. So when you have these first meetings, what are you talking about? Are you going through the roster? Are you talking philosophy?
I think what's more important is vision. You know, what do we want to be? You know, what do we want this organization to be like, play like, look like as we move forward? And make sure that we get aligned together, you know, as fast as we can. We have a lot of the similar, same beliefs football-wise, and I think that's important. But we got to make sure we continue to dig into all of that and vet all that out and make sure that we know exactly what it is so that we can make that a reality.
Maybe, John, starting this process now as opposed to late January?
I think what's good for him is that he gets to see what the process has been, you know, who our players are, how we go about practice, and really see them in real time as opposed to just watching them on videotape. I'm sure we'll do that again, too, when this is all over. But to really see our players, feel our players, be around them, know who they are, be able to see our process that was here in the past, from a scouting department process. I think all that's really important, you know, because he'll get to see these last four games and really get a true feel of what it is that we're looking for as we move forward.
When you say you discuss philosophies and all that, I mean, obviously you both want to win and win as soon as possible, but win, sustain winning. So just – could you define those philosophies?
Right. You just said it. Those words don't mean anything. You, what you're hitting on is true. Because a lot of people want to win a lot of different ways. There's all kind of ways to win. You know, and I think everybody walk into the organization with the thought process of winning. I'm here to win. It's how you do that together. You know, and I think that's what's most important that we've talked about, because there's no question I might want to win a certain way. He might want to win a certain way. That might not fit. So that's why I meant you got to really dig into that. What does that mean? How are we going to do this over the course of the next several months of putting that into place and making sure that we're on the same page to get that done? And I think that's what's most important, because you said it. Everybody wants to win. It's just how you do that together.
So how would you say that? Could you just, in a couple of sentences, say how your ideas and his might parallel?
No, they will be. I mean, there's no question. You go in a room and you don't walk out until you get to the nitty-gritty of it all. I mean, down to the last detail of it. We leave nothing untalked about. We have to talk through it all to make sure that we're on the same page of how we're going to get this organization up and running as we see fit. And I think that's what you have to do. I think that's the only way to do this. There's no other way.
You impress upon him that you would like to have, you know, more say, you know, and be more involved in some of these roster decisions than you were in the last 2 years?
I think my conversation with John thus far has been, and what I feel most comfortable with, is that he said, Hugh, I'm interested in going to find the players that you feel that you need to win here at the Cleveland Browns. And to me, that is a really important part of this. You know, I think sometimes, and not the past, not talking about the past, I think sometimes you get players on a team that maybe you think fit the team. They got to fit the coach's talent and what the coaches on the staff talent is in order to bring winning to an organization. And I think John truly gets that. I think that's something we've talked about in detail and we'll continue to dive into, because we have to have the right talent, you know, on our offensive football team, on our defensive football team, on our special teams that fit our coaches' talent, that give them a best chance to maximize the ability of our players.
Were you kind of surprised by the hire? Were you kept involved by Jimmy and D all along? Or where were you on that?
I'm not surprised by it. You know, obviously this was D and Jimmy's hire, and they felt very comfortable, but Jimmy did keep me abreast as to what, you know, who certain people were and what possibly could happen.
A lot of this, him understanding your system and you explaining the kind of player that works in the system?
Absolutely. You know, there's no question. And that's why I think he's so good at what he does. He's so good at identifying talent and knowing what does fit. You know, so when I can talk about a receiver that plays like X, you know, he knows what that looks like and feels like, you know, and so he can bring in these guys that look like this. And I think that's the only way you can get to where you want to go in these situations.
Important things that you talk about near term, D, your view of Kaiser and what needs to happen with him in the four games, and his view of the same?
I think so. I think it's not just Kaiser. I think it's at every position. I think we really need to talk through, you know, every spot, how we see it, how we want that position to perform, what we think it should be, and how it should be. And I think we'll go through that.
Did you guys have, did you talk at all about Patrick Mahomes? I know you seem to like Mahomes pre-draft and, you know, may draft. I mean, did you guys find any common ground in looking at what you like in a quarterback?
Right. Mary Kay, I'm not going to talk about just specific players, but there is common ground on guys, you know, that he's dealt with before, that we're going to be able to work through and talk through, that we're looking for some of the similar characteristics in players. But, again, you know, it's been one day, you know, a couple of minutes, and we're going to spend a lot more time here very shortly if I can break this meeting and get going. But, no, he is, again, this guy's a football man. He truly lives, sleeps, and eats football. That's all he is about. And, you know, obviously he's been very good at what he's done.
How does that make you feel now you're working with a guy who's had more than 25 years in player personnel compared to one who had never
played? I don't think that's fair. You know, I said it yesterday and I say it again. I think it's unfair to compare situations, whether Sashi's the regime or this regime. This is just a new beginning. I'm not going to take anything away from Sashi, because Sashi worked his tail off here. I said that before, and I really appreciate everything he tried to do here. This is just a different time, different situation, and you just said it. What a guy who is a have a huge football background, and obviously I'm gonna feel more comfortable with that. That's where I come from. That's my world. That's what I know. So, but I think it's unfair to compare the two.
Jimmy said that his number one charge is going to be finding a quarterback. Is that a decision that you need to be more involved with, though, than maybe other positions on the roster?
Oh, I think we all will be. You know, I think we all know that that's the big piece we still have to get right. You know, and I think that's what we'll definitely sit down and talk through. And I think, you know, John has some tremendous ideas on how to accomplish that.
The people who buy tickets don't want to see, you know, this year's record as a baseline for what might happen in 2018. They'd like to see a good competitive team as early as that. But you know, how does this feed into the possibility that it doesn't have to be another half step backward because there's a new guy in here and next year can be really good?
We can't go back anymore. We're back as far as we can go. I'm just being very honest with you. You know, I'm going to say it again. I came here to this organization to turn it around. I'm not here to be what we are. I'm a part of this, and I get it. It's on my record, and I respect that. But at the same time, I came here to turn this organization around, not be the part of the losingest coach in the National Football League. This is not going to define me as a football coach or who I am. It goes on my record. But the only way to change all this is what you just said, is to get to winning as fast as you can. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way to change the narratives that's out there and everything that's being said and how it's being said until we start winning, until this organization becomes what I truly believe it can become. And that's why I came here. I think that's what John's here for now. I think that's what Dee and Jimmy wants to accomplish, and that's what we're going to set out to do.
A couple more. Is there a feeling to you of a breath of fresh air, weight off your shoulder, pictures to change? Does this feel like a
blueprint? I mean, I feel we're heading in the right direction. I'm not going to say it's a weight off my shoulders because I'm going to still bear part of that responsibility of what happened here because that's part of my deal as well. But at the same time, I know what we're trying to do. I know where we're trying to go. The decision to move forward is a key one in getting this organization to where it needs to be, and that's what we've done. Now we got to put in the work and do the job. You know, the job is at hand. The first job I have to do is this Sunday, and then for the rest of this year, and then help this team be better as we move into the future.
Yeah. Last one.
Just about the game for a minute. Did the Valve get hurt today?
No, it was yesterday, and it was late in practice.
Are there any of them you feel good about playing Sunday?
I feel better about Seth, and I'll know more about the other guys when I walk out of here.
Real quick, Telford, Man of the Year. You mentioned it a little
yes.
bit yesterday, but obviously
yeah.
so much is going on.
Yeah.
What can you,
no,
what can
I
you
mean,
say about him?
He's done, obviously, Randall's done a tremendous job in the community. I mean, he's been the one player that consistently, week in and week out, has been in the community, given back. He's done a tremendous job, and we're very proud of him for that. And he is the right person to represent this organization as a Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's done outstanding. You know, he's been accountable to his teammates. He's playing every week, competing out there, giving it everything he has. He's helped keep that locker room together. And, again, the honor for him is well deserved.